My name is Josiah Utch, and I'm the founder of Save the Nautilus. Ever since I was a kid, I've been fascinated by the Nautilus. I had always looked through books of dinosaurs, and then when I heard about the Nautilus, it was to me even better than a dinosaur in some ways, because it had survived for so much longer and continued to exist in this day. The fact that I could still see an ancient animal like a dinosaur in the wild blew my mind as a kid. And then when I found out that it was endangered a few years later, I was crestfallen, and I knew I needed to do something.
How old were you when you had that realization?
I was 11 when I heard about the Nautilus becoming endangered, and that was the same year that I founded Save the Nautilus.
Wow. And so in your presentation, you showed a slide with a drawing that said Save the Nautilus. Was that something you yourself did when you were that age?
That was actually the work of my friend Ridley Kelly. He co-founded Save the Nautilus with me and gave us that drawing that we still use today on our t-shirts. I think that really kind of captures our kid-driven nature. We wanted to make sure that it was a kid-driven thing, Save the Nautilus. That's why I've kept it for so long.
And so as a young man, 11, 12 years old, you realized that this was something that you cared about, and you've since raised $40,000, at least, more than that, and you've gone on to appear in a documentary that will be out later this year, as we saw in your presentation, or the following year, 2019, and you've done amazing research. You've been involved in capturing video of the deep ocean. Did you imagine all of that was possible when you set out to save the Nautilus?
I didn't know where it would go when I founded Save the Nautilus. At first, I didn't think I really could do something like that. I didn't think it would be possible, but over time, I realized we were doing it, and it was working. People were learning about the plight of the animal, and kids were getting inspired. That's been the most important thing for me to see, is how young people have responded and really taken to the streets. We've literally had people work jobs for a week or two and donated all of that money to Save the Nautilus, kids who are in fifth and sixth grade. And that's been really inspiring for me.
And so as an 18-year-old, you're a senior at Colorado Rocky Mountain School. Do you think this thread will continue for years to come? Do you see yourself committed to pursuing a career that involves the Nautilus?
I absolutely think that the Nautilus has inspired me and changed kind of how I look at life. I also think that meeting the professors who've worked with Save the Nautilus and worked to research this animal, I've been inspired to perhaps do something like what they do and continue researching animals as a career, because the researcher Dr. Ward, who originally inspired me to found Save the Nautilus, and Greg Baror, they're just really knowledgeable about a ton of different subjects. When I went on the research expedition to Fiji this summer, they would be talking about biology one second and then astrophysics the next, and how it would be possible to colonize Mars. That was really inspiring for me, just to see how versed they were and how fun the research was. And that really inspired me to perhaps pursue that as a career in the future.
And the ocean being teeming with life and so immediately affected by our actions on land here on our planet remains so mysterious to us. You mentioned that we don't really know clearly what the predators of the Nautilus is or what role it plays in its ecosystem. But as you showed in places like the Philippines, where they haven't been protected, with less Nautilus, we're also seeing less of many species and maybe an abundance of certain species like shrimp.
I think the deep sea especially is really fascinating, especially how little we know about it. I mean, it's a tautology at this point, almost, that we know less about the deep sea than we do about the surface of planets. And I don't study the surface of planets, so I can't speak to that. But I do know that it is really mysterious down there. And one thing I learned about when I was researching Nautilus in Fiji was that the deep sea is not all one thing. as I had thought about it previously. It's many layers of ecosystems. It's not just coral reef and then deep sea. There's a coral reef ecosystem, and then there's an ecosystem below that, and then a different ecosystem below that one. And every, perhaps 100 meters you go down, there's a different area of animals. And the Nautilus, for instance, can only go down to 700 meters and can't go up to the ocean's surface that easily. So it only lives in a specific range, but there's an area below that and an area above it. And so what we've been doing in Save the Nautilus is we're studying this one specific ecosystem between 200 meters and 500 meters. And so we're not only discovering new things about the Nautilus, but we've discovered whole new species of crab and subspecies of animals that are completely unrelated to the Nautilus. And we found some really interesting things down there.
And so you mentioned the best things that we can do right now is to spread the word about this species. I liked the image of a living fossil. You mentioned they're older than the dinosaur, and yet we can still interact with them today. That's pretty incredible. And so telling people, hey, that exists, and it might be endangered, and we can do something about it by spreading the word. You also have a website where people can donate directly to your cause. Would you share that with us?
The website you can go to is SaveTheNautilus.com if you want to find out more about our organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and our website is where you can donate and find out more about us and the research we're doing and updates about our projects.
And how's the experience of sharing that presentation with an auditorium full of middle schoolers, which is the age when you really became interested, right?
Yeah, I love talking to middle schoolers because they are at the point in their lives where they're really inspired to go out and start living their own lives. They're starting that path into being able to actually be really helpful and do things. I mean, I've really been amazed at the things that middle schoolers have done. We've had kids put on massive bake sales at their school, raised hundreds of dollars. Kids have walked dogs and like worked jobs for a few weeks to help our organization. They've sent letters to politicians and big businesses. I love that middle schoolers have that passion and they're able to make that difference and they feel inspired to do it. And so that's why I love talking to middle schoolers, because they're really excited about doing these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. And the response from the videos, you can see how intrigued they are and how curious and creative. And we're seeing more and more how we unconsciously are leaving a big impact on it. So
absolutely.
Putting our awareness into it is probably going to save the planet.
One thing that was really scary in Fiji, we went to a really rural island that doesn't have any major deep sea fishing that we know of, other than perhaps recreational sport fishing of the deep ocean. And we went to this really rural island and we looked at the deep ocean where we would expect to see a teeming ecosystem of deep sea critters attracted to our bait, and there was nothing down there. It was one of the most blank ecosystems we had ever seen. And maybe there's an area around where all of the animals are that they don't feel the need to come to our bait. But it was really strange and worrying that even in these areas where humans aren't directly affecting the environment, there could still be those effects that are causing this blank ecosystem. That really scared us, that there was nothing down there in what should be pristine environment.
You mentioned the bait is chicken, and we're told that the chicken is an ancestor of the dinosaurs, so maybe that acquired taste is left over from when those used to fall into the ocean.
Yeah, I find it hilarious that chickens are the best attractant for Nautilus. We just get really smelly chicken meat, and they flock towards it.
Wow.
I don't know why. We've tried like really smelly tuna fish and stuff that you would expect a Nautilus to flock to, like more pungent smells. But no, chicken.
Chicken. Well, anything else you'd like to add, Josiah?
Just, I think that people really can make a difference. Even if it's a small thing, there's this misconception that the average person can't do anything, and that's absolutely not true. As I've seen middle schoolers and elementary kids spread the word and raise awareness and donate to our organization. And I think if these kids can do it, then I think anyone has the potential.
You know what I see too in your story is not only are you making this positive impact in the world, but it's making a positive impact on your personal life to pursue those changes. And you've experienced amazing things as a young man thanks to caring about something in particular and investing your energy towards it. So I think that's pretty great.
Thank you. Yeah, I it's absolutely a cathartic experience for me to be working with the Nautilus. I felt a lot of guilt as a kid about all of the animals that were in danger and that I felt I wasn't doing anything about. And so with Save the Nautilus, it definitely feels really good to think that I am making at least some small change, that I'm doing something.